Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Football Sunday, whatever it is for y'all weekend. And it's eggnog and pumpkin pie season for that. I am happy. It is always the Maryland Crab Cake Tour season. We're going to be doing the show five different times in December at all sorts of places, including our friends at DePasquale's down in Canton. I will have Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'm working on the candy cane scented tickets to make my bag smell nice for December as well. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe. We're going to be at Fadley's downtown. We're going to be back at Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to be doing a cup of soup or bowl in February as well. And I'm putting that together, and I'm really excited about that. So as we get up on the holidays, be nice to each other, please. It's tough enough with the Ravens being so painfully mediocre at 6-6. Luke Jones is here. He and I are going to try to continue to be nice to each other, even though I think this segment's going to be inflammatory for some in regard to quarterbacking because world's down on Lamar right now, right? And Joe Burrow back, and we'll see Aaron Rodgers next week, and then this week we get to see where Josh Allen is, where Patrick Mahomes is, where Jared Goff is, where, like, it's been a slog for anybody not named Drake May or Bo Nix or, I mean, some of the NFC West teams have made it look easier, our pal Mike McDonald. But quarterbacking in the AFC and seeing what Joe Burrow is capable of, and I tell Leonard Raskin this all the time because Leonard hates Joe Burrow. It's like an Ohio State, LSU, I don't know, But like in Joe Burrow with the self-confidence and the cigar and the different hairstyles and whatever his modern-day pinup thing would be for him, I love Joe Burrow. And I'll begin the segment by saying something that will be blasphemous to everyone, not really to 30 other NFL the people who picked the players, because Lamar was picked at the end of the first round and Joe Burrow was picked first. I would take Joe Burrow, and you can have Mahomes, you can have Allen, you can have Lamar, you can have Hurts. Take anybody you want. I would take Joe Burrow. He would be my kind of quarterback.
I'll take Mahomes, period.
Okay.
I mean, like, seriously, like, and your opinions, look, I think highly of Joe Burrow. There's no question about that. But I think highly about Lamar Jackson. I think highly about Josh Allen. I mean, it's, there's no real wrong choice other than 15's the guy that's won multiple Super Bowls and the rest of these guys are chasing them. You know, Burrow got there once, they didn't finish the job, and everyone else is still trying to get to the top of that mountain. That's what makes the rest of this season so fascinating. I mean, you and I alluded to it in some of our previous segments, but I mean, Kansas City's 6-6 now. I don't think Mahomes is having a bad year per se, but they're not winning one score games after that's all they did last year, right? I
Well,
mean,
there's
they were
21 other guys that play on the field, right?
there are. And
That's the Joe
that's
Burrow
part of it,
curse for
yeah.
him, in probably the same way it was for Peyton and Eli Manning's dad,
Yeah, I
right?
mean, you certainly, you know, are there quarterbacks that elevate the guys around them? Yes, absolutely. That doesn't mean that there can't be no, you know, like it
Yeah,
can't
Dan
be.
Marino couldn't play middle linebacker
Right,
either.
exactly. Couldn't run, you know, he didn't run the ball for them, like all that. So, but I mean, you'd look at the AFC right now, and that's what's so fascinating right now, Nestor. As much as we talk about these quarterbacks, and obviously Mahomes is who he is, right? I mean, he's won multiple Super Bowls, but are they even going to make the playoffs at this point? I mean, they don't have, unlike the Ravens and the Steelers, they don't have the luxury of being in a division where they have a path in that way. It's wild card or bust for them at this
Dude,
point.
for a lot of these teams, I mean, Pittsburgh and Buffalo are getting together on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And we can even use this as a little bit of a preview for that because we're all going to be watching that,
Sure.
right?
The loser of that game, I mean, man.
Is in
Not feeling so
trouble,
great.
and the winner smells a lot better, especially where Kansas City and the Ravens are. So the winner
Yeah.
smells a lot better, especially if it's Pittsburgh, and then they got to defend their honor. But this Pittsburgh Buffalo game, big game. Big quarterbacks. Ravens and Bengals, big game, big quarterbacs. Burrow won that battle. And where we are as a franchise, as an offense, into the future, $50 million a year on Lamar Jackson, do you have the right quarterback? Do you have the right offense moving forward? Do you have the right coordinator? Do you have the right running back? Do you have the right offensive line? And these are questions we're asking as Ravens fans, but this is all, dude, Orlando Brown's out there running around protecting Joe Burrow. It scares me for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'll answer one of the yes, they have the right. I mean, what's the alternative here? Like, let's not lose our minds because of.
No, I mean with his health. I mean his
Sure.
health right here,
Well,
right now. That's what I mean.
you're singing the praises of Joe Burrow. He's been way more injured than Lamar Jackson in his career at this point. I mean, Joe Burrow can't stay on the field now. How much of that is something inherently wrong with him, and how much of that is the offensive line? It's the end result. It's the same end result. He's not on the field. It's why they're 3-8 going into Thursday night's game, and they're 4-8. And no matter how much
He
we're
played a
giving them
hell of a
credit,
lot better Thursday night hurt than Lamar did.
okay. I can also give you some games where Lamar. I mean, look at the two games last year where those guys went back and forth. You
I'm
know, I
just
mean,
saying hurt Lamar is not it,
hurt
I don't know if
Burrow's.
you can win with hurt Lamar.
They weren't winning with hurt Joe Burrow because he's not on the field. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to. What
I'm trying to
quarterbacks win?
assess this pennant race right now and saying this
Okay, I
tournament,
understand,
who's
but
going to
like,
be in it and who's got the horses for the courses right now,
I think
right
we're talking
here,
about the
right
wrong
now.
teams right now, in all honesty. Drake May and the Patriots have two losses. Bo Nix and the Broncos are going to win the AFC West. Now, do I know what those teams are going to be in January? No, no one does. That
But they've
said,
been friggin' 9-2 in December.
you can talk about the old. It's funny to say the old guard, but we're getting to that territory because Lamar and Allen and obviously Mahomes have been there and been duking it out in January, duking it out in the regular season. The quarterbacks that we've talked, Burrow, and I don't want to just exclude him, even though most likely he's not, he's the guy that in the Bengals you can mostly count out, I suppose. Although in the AFC North, maybe not, right? I mean, with the Ravens and the Steelers both looking mediocre. But these young guys, I mean, Drake May's played at a, he's not going to win MVP because I think, barring something strange, it feels like it's Stafford at this point in time. He's been phenomenal for the Rams. But Drake May's played at a really high level. And okay, I get it. They've got Diggs. They've got a running back who's on the come,
Well, the
and
Drake May thing's even more interesting because they're going to see him in 3 weeks, right?
no question. No question. But like we're gonna see his mettle. Come in the ball. They come into Baltimore, and I'm not saying that would be the final nail in the coffin, but who knows what's gonna happen the next couple of weeks. I mean, if the Ravens drop another game or two, like that could end their season if Drake May comes in and,
But
for
here's the
all intents
difference
and
also for the
purposes.
Ravens is they're seeing $50 million quarterbacks the rest of the way after seeing J.J. McCarthy and Shedeur Sanders, like just in a general sense. They're seeing the big boys here, and they have their big boy, but their big boy's not measuring up right now because I don't think he can plant his feet well. I don't think he's practicing well. I don't think his head's well. I don't think he, in general, deals well with losing and with when things go wrong. I just, all of it, I've never felt that way. He hadn't lost a lot, but when he does,
Well, this team in general. I mean,
I don't like the countenance of the team when that happens. My feelings about the head coach are well known, just in a general sense about how they like to pat themselves on the back as champions. And the minute things go wrong, at least they're not running out of the backside of the locker room. At least I don't think Thanksgiving night after getting their ass kicked. But we're gonna be measuring them every week, and it's for better or worse, it's going to be a measurement of quarterback and whether that's a healthy Lamar or not, because Lamar stunk on Thursday night by your admission, my admission, anybody who's really paying attention. He stunk.
He
He didn't
admitted it.
stink because he stinks. He stinks because he hasn't practiced. He's not healthy. He's not good. The offensive line's not good. It is, it's a slog right now. And if they ink Purple Rain 3 and they're in Santa Clara, where I stopped on the light rail last week and for, hey, there's the stadium. They had to play in the Super Bowl here. I saw Coldplay here once. I would say for them, that notion is on the wheels of the quarterback. You ask him to be
Has to
the
be.
guy that goes into the phone booth and come out, and he's the $50 million guy. I mean, Joe Burrow's the reason that Cincinnati Bengals won on Thursday night. He came out and he looked healthier Not that he's stronger, tougher, better. He's missed more games than Lamar. Would I take Burrow over Lamar? Yes, I 100 times. I've said that a million times because of this. Because when you take mobility away from Lamar, even if his passing was prime, if his passing was prime, they would have won on Thursday night. If he would have made the plays, they would, and not fumbled the, like made mistakes. They probably would have won the game Thursday night. That being said, a lot of this is about his health, and I'm not picking on him or his three-time MVPs because he won two and got screwed out of one last year. So I'll even give him the third MVP. I'll refer to him in that way. But where he is right now
Yeah.
physically, where this team is right now, and the whole operation, I'm look, if we're doing Kansas City radio right now, if we're doing Buffalo radio right now, it feels like a little changing of the guard as you spent this time talking about May and Jones and Knicks, and you know, we haven't even talked about Harbaugh's brother's guy out there in the South Valley of LA. But other things are emerging, other teams are coming, and a hurt quarterback is not, it's not ideal right now.
No.
And Lamar's not right. So I'm not crushing Lamar, but I don't think he's physically going to be able to withstand this over the next 6 weeks based on what I saw on Thursday night.
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, as I said, I actually thought he moved around better even than he did last Sunday. I mean, we're talking about 4 days, right?
But he
With a
threw the
new,
ball like the
but,
reason people didn't want to draft him.
well, and look, Josh Allen's had some horrendous games at times over the last few years, right? Patrick Mahomes has bad games. Part of this is it's magnified because these quarterbacks play at such an extraordinary level that when they don't, it's so.
Lamar doesn't cost them a lot of games,
Yeah,
right? I mean,
right.
over
Exactly.
8 years, that, yeah.
I said to you in a previous segment, I mean, as far as how he's played now for a 3 or 4 week stretch, man, when was the last time he struggled like this for multiple games? I mean, maybe the 21 season before he got hurt, like that he
He,
wasn't
you know what?
trending.
He wasn't good in the middle of that year when he was hurt. I remember
Right.
that period of
He was
time and
struck. I
saying,
mean, that was towards the end of the Greg Roman era, right? I mean, obviously, we know that offense, that partnership
well,
had
in the
run its
end, Greg
course,
Roman
but.
ran him the way that Buck Showalter ran Matt Weider's knees. You know what I mean? Just
Yeah.
ran him like, just ran him into linebackers back in the day. We don't see that anymore,
Yeah.
but this is the reason why. And I'm worried about it because if he's not healthy,
How can you not be? I mean,
they
like,
can't win.
I don't know how anyone can come out of Thursday night's game. Look, there's a difference between saying season over, fire everyone, Harbaugh stinks, Lamar stinks, Monken stinks, the offense, like, let's be serious and like let's not lose our minds entirely. It's all still sitting there for them, right? If you look at the playoff odds, the division odds, like it's closer to a coin flip now between them and the Steelers, depending on which one you want to look at. Whereas like going into this week, the Ravens were, kind of 2-1, favorites, and I'm using very rough math because The Athletic and ESPN and DVOA playoff, like they all
The
have
Steelers go and beat
slight.
the Bills by 10 points at 7 o'clock on
It
Sunday night.
changes,
They might be a
sure.
3-point favorite next week.
I mean, with it being in Baltimore, probably not, but who cares? Like, Vegas has loved the Ravens all year. Like, at some point in time, we have to say, who gives a hoot about that, right? Just like I said, I made my peace as much as I'm a nerd, and I've made my peace at the end of last year where it's like, I don't care if the Ravens are number one in DVOA anymore. I don't.
We use a lot of money betting on the Ravens this year.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, who knows right now? But what's so frustrating about this, and I think they're having the same discussion in Buffalo right now, pending the result of Sunday's
And
game,
Kansas City.
because there's no. My point is Kansas City being in the position they're in right now, where I'm not counting them out to make the playoffs, but let's face it, they're going to be on the road the entire time, right? And their defense, even though that was kind of a, I mean, Dallas's offense is humming. Like, I know we're talking about the AFC right now, but point is, it's a down version of Kansas City that may not even be there. But now, if you're the Ravens, or any of these teams for that matter, but sticking to the Ravens, you're looking at the prospects of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, who no one's been able to get through other than Cincinnati 1 year, and they didn't finish the job. And that was, at this point, that was 4 years. That's ancient history at this point. But you're sitting there seeing what position they're in, and you're right there with them in danger of being on the couch in the same year they're on the couch in January. I mean, that has to mess with your mind a little bit as far as where things are right now. I mean, and obviously that you've got to reset and you're hoping that this period does that, but it's wide open. It when was the last time the AFC felt this wide open? I mean,
Well, there's always been a leader of the pack,
it's been enough,
if not two of them, when it was Brady and Manning forever,
right.
right?
And that's not to, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Patriots or to the Broncos, and I'll throw the Colts in there, even though I think we're starting to see Daniel Jones morph back into Daniel Jones
Well,
again,
B
right?
Bills,
But
Chiefs, Ravens as a Bermuda Triangle the last
sure.
5 years have created great games in January and great regular season matchups and all of that. It's been those three teams in some way since Brady went to the NFC, right?
And before that, you know, it was Brady. And obviously the Patriots were at the top of the list for almost 2 decades, right? I mean, it was, but you know, you had your times where it was Indy and Peyton Manning. You had Pittsburgh, the Ravens, the Broncos when Peyton Manning went to Denver. Man, like this year, and again, credit to New England. They're going to have every opportunity. Like they're going to be able to come into Baltimore in mid-December, and they might be able to put one of the final nails in the coffin for the Ravens, you know, if they come into Baltimore and win that game, depending on what happens the next few weeks. Denver, I mean, that defense is really good. I think they're looking for more consistency from Bo Nix. I mean, there are times where he looks great, and there are other times it's choppy, right? I mean, he's kind of that high variance quarterback right now. But who knows? I mean, Kansas City may not get in. Buffalo, if Buffalo loses in Pittsburgh, man, that Bills team, and you kind of look at their remaining schedule and you say, ooh, that's not, I mean, forget about the division. That's not a fait accompli that they're going to secure one of the wild cards. So, you know, you just, and there are teams that we don't even talk about. Like you mentioned, Herbert, you know, the Chargers. I'm really down on the Chargers because of the state of their offensive line at this point in time. I think Herbert's getting hit a lot. Like, you know, we've talked about the Ravens O-line issues. They're, both of their
Well,
tackles are
they lost their
done.
Ronnie
They
Stanley in
lost both their
camp.
tack. They lost their right tackle also. You know, the guy who replaced him. But go down the list. You know, I think a team that's, I don't think, you know, believe me, this is not Luke Jones endorsing them to be playing in the AFC title game, but Jacksonville's interesting to me. I mean, Houston, if they can get CJ Stroud back and healthy, I mean, he's been in concussion protocol. Like, I know he's practicing again, but like, that's a, but that defense, I mean, anyone who doubts that defense, look at how they played against the Bills last Thursday night. So, I mean, you can make arguments for and against all of these teams at this point, including the Blue Bloods, right? The teams that have been the AFC royalty, you know, the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, and Bengals to a lesser extent, but, you know, throw them in there, you know, I guess under normal circumstances, not so much now because they're basically out of it, I guess. But I mean, all these teams, who's good? You know, we've said it tongue in cheek a lot
You said the
for a
Bengals were
while
out of it,
now.
but they didn't feel out of it the other night. You know what I mean?
But
Like, teams only out of it until the game starts, and
but
then you
they're
got to
still
go beat
four and
the
eight,
team.
right? I mean, like they're in a position, like we've talked a lot about the Ravens' margin for error. They literally have no margin for error. Like they have to win out and still hope. So, but that doesn't mean they can't wreak havoc. They certainly did it on Thursday night. They could do it
Well,
against
winning out
Buffalo
would
next
bring
week.
hell to the Ravens. I'll tell you that, if
Sure.
the
And
Bengals
the
went out.
Steelers. And the Steelers potentially. So, but like you just look at this and you know, it there could be some stars that are made here. Like Drake May could solidify himself as a star in the same way we've talked about Lamar and Josh Allen trying to solidify themselves in January, right? By breaking through and beating Kansas City. I mean, this might be a year where one of them can break, you know, one of these teams can break through and not even have to play the Chiefs, which from a
Or
narrative standpoint,
the
feels a little hollow, but hey, don't apologize for it. You win, you beat the teams that are presented to you. So it's just, it's a crazy year in that way. And you've got some upstart quarterbacks that are interesting. You've got the established guys on teams that have significant flaws. You have a player in Lamar Jackson who just does not look himself, you know, whether it's physical, mental, or I think at this point, a combination of both. So who the heck knows? I mean, anyone who's sitting here that knows how this is going to play out, A couple weeks ago, I still would have bought into the idea that it's going to be Kansas City that is at least going to be standing in the way. I'm not so sure now because their offensive line, man, they're both their tackles are hurt. Trey Smith, their Pro Bowl guard is on the shelf right now. Their defense has not looked the same. I mean, they might not get there. Like they just this might be the year where they're. That doesn't mean they're done forever, but like this year, like it might be they fall back and it's someone else's turn finally. That's where it's so frustrating for the Ravens because if it is a year where it's someone else's turn in the way it was for in 2012, the Ravens took down the Patriots. Man, the prospects of not even being in that tournament, not even being in that picture, if Kansas City's not going to be there and who knows what's going to happen with Buffalo, boy, that's a tough pill to swallow, but they have no one to blame but themselves. And, this just my stream of consciousness as you and I were talking. It's funny. We've said the silver lining Thursday night was the season's not over. Their goals are still very much there. They are still very much in a position where I don't like the term control your own destiny, but they are firmly still in control of their path because they have two head-to-head with Pittsburgh. But in a strange way, Thursday night's loss for me feels more discouraging than them even being 1-5 with the context of when you're 1-5, you had 11 games to go. And what were we saying even then? All these injuries they have right now are not season ending. I know they lost Wiggins on Thursday night, but they're healthy now. Like they don't have eight starters on the shelf right now. So to lose the game the way they did Thursday night, that's why I said it's just like it's an all bets are off kind of proposition for me right now. And it begins with the quarterback, but it's more than that. And the offense is my biggest concern by a mile right now, but even with the defense, like I think it's a good group. I think it's way better than it was early in the year. I don't know if it's a great defense, and to me the third quarter kind of exposed that a little bit, and we'll see about Wiggins now. So I just don't know if this team's very good. Like I don't think they're terrible, but I can't sit here with any conviction that I feel like they're on the cusp of becoming a great football team that can make this run in January. I'm feeling worse by the week. Even the last few weeks when they were still winning a couple of these games, the way their offense looks. So I don't know. I mean, again, but it goes back to, boy, if you're not going to have a better version of Lamar Jackson, I'm not sure how much any of this, the rest of this is going to matter. I mean, that's just the truth. And that's a compliment to Lamar. That's why he makes $52 million. And they'd say the same thing about Allen in Buffalo. And if Patrick Mahomes is playing poorly, they'd say the same thing there. It's why Cincinnati's 3-8. Like as bad as their defense is, they'd be better if Joe Burrow hadn't gotten hurt as a team. So that, the quarterback play matters. Wow. Very profound, Luke, but doesn't make it any less true. And when your quarterback's playing the way Lamar played Thursday night, yeah, you're not going to have much of a chance, even against a lousy defense.
He's Luke Jones. I am Nestor. We will be evaluating all things quarterbacks, all things offense, defense, special teams, all of that, as well as crab cakes. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all month long for the holidays. I'll have Raven scratch offs to give away. Also, have the candy cane scented tickets to give away. So my bag smells like candy canes because it needs to do that. We're going to be at Costas. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe. We're also going to be at DePasquale's in Canton. We're coming back to Fadley's downtown. We're coming back to Pizza John's. We're coming back to Coco's. So hold on to your hats. And I want to send a little love out to the Pappas family, too. Done a lot of shows with the Pappas family, and Mark Pappas lost his dad. A lot of folks in the city knew Mr. Pappas, and wow, lose Mr. Pappas and Mr. Costas in the same year. They were friends. We've talked crab cakes and golf and all sorts of things, horse racing with those gentlemen over the course of time. So I just want to send a little post-holiday love to all of them. Also want to send some post-holiday thanks to my friends at GBMC for keeping me healthy. I had a colonoscopy last week. I was discovered I had a precancerous polyp. After all the years of being chided by everyone to go get myself taken care of, if you are a man, if you're over the age of 45 or nearing it, like Luke Jones or my son, believe me now, hear me now. Take care of yourselves and yourselves, be selves, with our friends at GBMC. And I'm going to get Dr. Oscari back on. We're going to honor all the nurses and folks over there who took good care of me because I am admittedly the world's worst medical patient. which is why it took me so long. So I feel like I owe gratitude as well as apologies and probably some crab cakes from Coco's to our friends over at GBMC. So I want to give them some love and say thanks. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. It's the holidays. Enjoy the pumpkin pie. Enjoy the leftovers. My wife wasn't here to make a turkey this year, so my leftovers are minimal, which means my waistline might be better as well after all that I've been through here this month. But I do have cookies and eggnog on the mind, as well as crab cakes. Big appreciation for everybody following us through the holidays and growing our brand, growing everything we're doing at Baltimore Positive. You'll be hearing, seeing, and feeling more of that as I get smarter about AI. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.